We're so glad you've taken some time out of your busy day to be with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you here on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher. Rich Jesse producing for Ace McKay today. Jeff Burson is on social media, and Matt Gabensky is screening your calls. And Debbie, we like to talk about all sorts of things having to do with life on this program. And today we're really going to drill down into the topic of life and find out what people are in love with about their lives right now.
What do you love about your life today? Would you please call in and share with us, 833-288-3986. Please ring the phones. Matt Gabensky is waiting to pick up your call and chat with you for a few minutes, put you on hold. You get to listen live. And Jerry, we missed you very much. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry I had to miss yesterday, but I understand I was replaced at least for part of the show, and someone really truly pulled rank on me yesterday.
The president of EWTN, yeah. Doug Keck. And yes, we had some incredible, some emails that came in and feedback from our listeners. They loved hearing from Doug. And so hopefully Doug will come back from time to time and jump in and share with the Take Two family what we need to remember, what we need to look for, what we need to get focused on. I think it's wonderful. So thank you again, Doug, if you're listening. It was a beautiful gift that you gave the Take Two family. So yeah, but you were missed, Jerry, and we're glad you're back.
Thank you so much. Great to be back, and I love the topic we are having today, and phone lines are starting to fill up already. What do you love about your life today? Why is this important that we talk about this? Because there's a lot of discouragement. We talk about this. We hear about this from our listeners. Discouragement, despondency, even despair, anxiety that's out there, depression. A lot of people wondering where the world is going, where the church is going, and it can really have a bearing on how we view our own lives and our place in the world. And you know, where we fit in and what God wants us to do and all of that. So really take a little bit of a look inside your heart right now. There has to be something about your life that is really okay right now, something you would like to share with us and with the world. What do you love about your life today? Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
This is kind of a life skills exercise, if you will, because Jerry and I were both certified life coaches. We have the ministry, standtalltoday.com. That's where you can find us, Stand Tall. You can find us again at standtalltoday.com. And in life coaching, Jerry, as you know, and I just want to share with our listeners, we always talk about looking at things from different angles, right? And like you said, Jerry, that, you know, people can feel really depressed and losing hope and finding all the things that are wrong in life and with their situation, here's the big way to turn the glass a quarter turn is to look at things and be grateful, have an attitude of gratitude, and really focus on all the positive things in your life, and then hopefully those will expand, those will grow, those will spread. So let's do that today together as the Take Two family, and you will see maybe even some eye-opening, you know, miracles will happen for you, or some a greater insight or a greater perspective on your situation. But please, you know, it is really your show, so we really need you to fill up every single phone line plus 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and I've given this a lot of thought, as I'm sure you have as well. It may sound obvious and cliche, but this show is one of the things I really love about my life today. I'm grateful to God to be able to spend this time not only with you, Debbie, and the show team, but with you, the Take Two family. I love my faith. I love God. I love the Lord, the time that I spend in prayer. And so I really feel like I've got a kind of a zest for life that I haven't always had. Sometimes we go through those bumps in the road, those highs and lows, those dips and
the roller coaster.
And, yeah, mountains and valleys. But I want to hear from you, the Take Two family. It's almost a certainty. Every time on this show, what you have to share is going to reach someone else right where they need to be touched at this time by the Holy Spirit. So be that instrument of God right now. Share what you love most about your life at 833 888-398-3986.
And Jerry, yesterday's show we had really, we believe, was a real, a true Holy Spirit moment where all things came together and are just so beautiful. And Karina was driving through Ohio. And Karina, we invited you to, if you feel comfortable, no pressure, please email us if you're listening at take2@ewtn.com, because I want to share with you all of the prayers that are being said for you, for your journey, because Karina was exploring the idea of possibly looking into the Catholic Church. And wow. So it was really huge. And she just happened to be listening and she tuned in. She was driving through Ohio. And we were just so excited to welcome her to the Take Two family. So Karina, if you're listening, please, and you feel comfortable, take2@ewtn.com. And so many people ask us, is it take to the number two, or are you spelling it out? Either way, we'll get it. So just make sure you just get the @ewtn.com.
You can also, during the show, send us your comments, like on today's topic. What do you love most about your life? Email that at the addresses Debbie just gave you, take2@ewtn.com. You are welcome to post anytime. The show website is open 24/7 at take2show.com. Jeff Burson, as we said, is watching your social media comments. As those of you view the video streams on Facebook and YouTube, hello there. You can post your takes on today's topic. And also, what else? I think it covers everything. The phone, of course, 833-288-3986. We've got Myron and Mary Beth and others being screened already, but there is room for you to get on and be part of the first group of calls here today, sharing with the world what you love most about your life.
I totally love the Take Two family. I really appreciate this show very much. I love working with you, Jerry. We've been working together in ministry since 2010. Wow. 13 years. I'm always learning something from you, and you're amazing to work with. You're such an unbelievable, you know, incredible radio professional. And so that it makes it so much more enjoyable.
Well, thank
you. We have a great show team. I love being aligned with EWTN. Doug Keck was talking about it yesterday, how some people keep EWTN on morning, noon, and night on television. That's me. That's me. I'm just like my mother. My mother, Connie, she was amazing. She used to keep EWTN on all the time. Loved Mother Angelica, and that's me. So, yeah, I'm very grateful. Are you grateful? We want to hear from you at 833-288-3986.
Good to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. What do you love most about your life today? A lot of calls we're going to get to in a moment. Before we do that, we talk often about the different ways you can listen to our show and all the EWTN programs. One of those ways, of course, still is on what we call terrestrial radio stations, AM and FM stations. There's Sirius XM, there's the EWTN app, there's EWTN.com. A lot of different ways to listen, but a lot of us still, when we're driving along in our cars or in our homes, we listen on AM and FM stations. And to that end, if you would like to help to start a local Catholic radio station in your area, powered by the truth and the beauty and the great programming from EWTN, just email Steve. Here's the email address. You send it to radio@ewtn.com. radio@ewtn.com. The gentleman's name is Steve. Just address him as Steve and say, hey, I heard on the radio that maybe God would have me help to start a local Catholic station in my area. What do I need to do? And then from there, basically, Debbie, at that point on, it's no stress to the person who wants to start one, because EWTN really does all the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, steps in. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Steve is fantastic to talk to. You will so love to get to meet him, and he's great. He is fabulous. Okay, Myron is up first. I hope I get this right. Oswego, New York, in the Station of the Cross. Did I get your city right, Myron, or partly, you know,
you got my city
some
right.
of it?
Yeah, you got my city. You got the most underrated city in the state.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Myron.
Well, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Your show is a little bit, I hate to use this as a preamble, but Don Larson was pitching a perfect game in the World Series, and he came back to the dugout, and he told Mickey Mantle, he told a couple of the other players, he said, I'm pitching a blank, perfect game. And And in baseball, you know, you're never supposed to do that. That's like really bad luck. Right. And baseball players are the most superstitious strata of humanity. So you challenged me this morning because my life is going so well by every metric that I'm just blown away that it's going so well. And I feel absolutely unworthy. Like it's like Jacob said to God, he said, I'm not worthy of the least of the mercies that thou hast shown to thy servant. In Genesis, he says that. But I'm definitely in that category that Jacob said, but I'm not getting the least. I'm getting the most. So I'm just like, well, why me? So that's why I'm calling to let you know, because you hit a subject that's really close to my heart and mind right now.
Well, Myron, I don't think you have to worry, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Don Larson did go on to complete that perfect game in 1956.
So yeah, very good.
You, hopefully you didn't jinx yourself with that one. But, you know, there's two ways that I would look at this. One, you are being blessed amazingly by God. But another one, you have the eyes to see it. And I think, Debbie, you might agree with me that sometimes it's just simply a matter of our eyes need to be open to seeing how much there is to love in our lives, because we can get concentrated, I think, too much on some of the negatives and things like that. But it sounds like, Myron, mm-hmm. you've got a really great ride that you're on right now, mm-hmm. and you recognize that. And we know that your heart is grateful to God for that. And that's probably the most important thing, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you're in God's favor, Myron, there's this natural inclination just to kind of pull back and say, well, I got to be prepared because something's going to happen. You know, it's not going to last. This is too good to be true. I'm not worthy. Okay. All the things that we enter into, because sometimes we're our own worst enemies. Right. And I'm just saying this, as you can tell, Myron, because I'm speaking from experience. So I had a wonderful priest one time, a priest confessor. He was great. And he said to me, Debbie, it's like an open faucet. Okay. You just let it flow. Let it flow. Don't try to stop. Don't try to shut off the faucet. Don't try to slow it down. Don't try to let it just kind of dribble out. Let it flow. Okay. And recognize that and praise God and absolutely delight in God, because he gets that delight himself. So that's the challenge I'm sharing with you, Myron, because I struggle with this all the time. When something good happens, I always think, when's the other shoe gonna fall, right? So I and this wonderful priest said, Debbie, please let the favor flow. So let that God's favor flow like a faucet. What do you say?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm at church or at the gym. Yesterday or the day before, this gal at the church said, you're our ambassador. I was like, oh, lady, you know who you're talking to? But I was so grateful to her for saying that. And I am so grateful for saying that. She's been in the church a long time, and she's been at this particular parish forever. And I'm just honored that she would say that. That's just augmenting everything I just told you. And I don't know why God's blessing me like this, but I am extremely grateful.
Good. As long as you stay grateful, Myron, and we know that you will. Because these mountaintop experiences sometimes lead to Garden of Gethsemane experiences too. And we have these mountaintop experiences to remember, to think back upon and say, okay, I've tasted God's goodness. I've seen his great graces in my life. I'm not going to get discouraged when things aren't going quite as well. So thanks, Myron. Have a blessed day there. Continue
to have a blessed day.
Yeah.
God
right.
bless,
Thank
brother.
You. Thank you
okay.
so much. God bless
yeah.
you both.
Thank
okay,
you,
thanks.
Myron.
What do you
wow.
love most about your life right now?
That was a great call.
833-288-3986. Well, the bar has been set kind of high, but we think everybody else is going to reach that same level, because we know the Take Two family, including Mary Beth in Marietta, Ohio, listening on Alexa today. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi. Jerry, you kind of said everything I was going to say. And the word that came to mind is, I have such zeal for life, and I truly attribute that to being able to plug in daily to EWTN. And I have it on Alexa, And then I listen in my car also. And in fact, there's been times where I'll be sitting in my driveway to finish, you know, program. Mm-hmm. But it's become a huge part of my life. And it was my mom that many, many years ago introduced me to EWTN. And I kind of thought, well, that's kind of my mother's EWTN. But she was so excited about it. And she would say, we live in the same town. And she has since passed. God love her. But she would say, oh, let's sit down in the living room. She had a really pretty living room. And let's watch a show together. So hers was always through the TV. And we, you know, I kind of, a lot of times, the honest truth is, I would kind of, for some reason, didn't really want to sit down right then and do that, but I did. And I told her, you know, I'm going to keep doing this because I've never done it and wished I hadn't. You know, it was always wonderful. But my mom, God bless her, she just wanted everyone to know about EWTN and how it represented the faith and Christ's love so accurately, and it was trustworthy, that she would make VHS tape recording of hundreds of shows and then meticulously would label these shows. Well, she didn't know how she was going to distribute them, but I saw it the day that she did. She carried in a huge, you know what a banker's box looks like, a huge box, and he handed it to our Monsignor, who has since passed, and the look on his face was, what do you want me to do with this? So she did her part. Mm-hmm. But we never did find out if he did do anything with it. And then I did tell her about the app, and she was excited to know how accessible that was.
Right.
And I listened to it throughout the day, and then actually right before bed every night, right before I fall asleep, I do listen to it in a different room than my husband because he's not quite on board to listen to that right before sleep. Mm-hmm. But it just brought me such joy.
Yeah.
And EWTN was in her will and is in our will. And I can't think of an easier way to evangelize. Mm-hmm. And I'm the last person to think I'd ever be an evangelist. Mm-hmm. But when people hear that you are excited about something, it opens their minds.
Yeah.
And I do love that your show and all the shows, they encourage us to walk alongside those that are hurting. I hear that again and again, and it never comes across as Bible thumping or condemnation. You know, it just, it's pure love, and the Trinity is represented wonderfully. So EWTN has brought me to the Holy Spirit, and your show is my favorite.
Oh,
thank you.
Mary Beth, we love you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But Mary Beth, just because we have new listeners, okay, can you share with us your mom's first name again?
Carol.
Well, you know what? What a special lady. Okay. And she was devoted to her faith and EWTN. How beautiful is that? I could picture you visiting your mom and saying, come sit down. Let's watch this program together. I mean, how beautiful. And you know, that is where we learn so much about God, and it leaves an impact on us and in us. And Mary Beth, you are living proof of that because you are a woman of faith, a strong woman of faith. I love that about you. And we're blessed that you called in today because I think it gets others to kind of refocus and realize what's important in life. And it's God. It's all things God. What do you say, Jer?
No, I agree. And, you know, I love how you said it's just listening to EWTN just helps you realize, you know, how good life is and how good life can be. And I think whether it's EWTN or listening to podcasts or audio tapes or watching videos or whatever, we need to fill our lives with these positive messages, these messages of God's mercy and love, because those are some of the things that we sometimes don't fully appreciate in our lives. And once we have a better handle on those and how much God does love us and how much his mercy is a part of our lives, then life is going to be just better automatically, I think, just because of those things. So thank you, Mary Beth. Beautiful.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
If you could, could you put Don also in the book?
Sure.
Because my dad was quiet about it, but he loved, what was it, Father Groeschel? He had his favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And they
both
have that.
Okay.
Yeah. You're such a good daughter, Mary Beth. You love your family so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Wow, that was beautiful.
From Mary Beth, we go to Mary Catherine. She's headed into New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary Catherine.
Hi, how are y'all doing today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm good. I'm sort of in a great restaurant with my husband for my birthday, and it's a little noisy is what I meant to say.
Happy birthday. Wait a minute.
Did you say it's your birthday, Mary Catherine?
It is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say that for a change, I am really happy that I'm alive. I'm 61 today, and I didn't start life that way, and the first couple of decades were pretty rough, but I'm sitting across from the man that made me happy, and I'm very grateful for my husband. He is the biggest blessing anyone could have, but I'm grateful for life, thank God, and that started the day I met my husband. His name is Rick. He survived Vietnam, so we are very blessed, but I'm really seriously grateful for Jesus' words. I give you my peace I give you, because it is his peace and no other peace that has made my life peaceful and makes my heart and soul deal with, as you said, the world is inside out, upside down. I call it a purgative Armageddon with a heavy dose of the Twilight Zone. But the peace of Christ takes us through all of that. That's what I'm grateful for.
Absolutely. And elsewhere in the Bible, as you know, Mary Catherine, it says it's a peace that passes all understanding. And I think we live in a world right now where peace, you know, and peace, it's often said, and it's true, it's not just the absence of war, absence of conflict. Actually, you know, what did St. Francis say? Let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me. There has to be peace in my heart. I have to have order and peace and tranquility in my life. You do, Mary Catherine, in your life. Rick does in his life. And when that happens, it flows out from us. And then the world becomes a better place, one person at a time, one action at a time. So I think, Debbie, Mary Catherine has touched upon some really important insights today.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday again. I think it's beautiful how you shared with the world how much you are grateful for life and then grateful for Rick. I think it's beautiful, Mary Catherine. We put you both in the book and your family as well, and we're going to pray. We're going to thank the good Lord that you were born. And so enjoy your birthday celebration. We wish we were with you. We're with you virtually, but we really wish we were partying with you with a cake and everything. So have an extra slice for us, okay?
Thank you so much. And I just have to make sure that it's got sea gift for sweetening or monk fruit, and it's gluten-free because my health is challenging. But I will have that cake.
Oh, good, good.
And keep spreading that peace, Mary Catherine.
Yeah,
you are
peace.
An ambassador of peace, you and Rick both. So thank you so much, and happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Oh, God bless you.
For the world.
You're so kind. Thank you.
Thank you. Why don't we ever get invited to birthday parties anymore? I love birthday parties.
I don't know.
Do you think we stay too long? Maybe we stay too long. They're not gone.
They're not gone.
Oh, you're too funny. Okay. Wow, we have an open phone line. This is so rare here. So if you feel the nudge in your spirit to make that call and share what you love about life today, now is the time to do it. 833-288-3986.
We are going to get to more of your calls. We look forward to your social media comments as well at YouTube and Facebook. You hear the music there. Rich Jesse is our producer today in for Ace McKay, doing a great job as he always does. He was the original producer of the show. Jeff Burson is monitoring your social media comments. And the first person you will talk to when you call 833-288-3986 is Matt Gabinski. Tell us, tell the world, maybe convince yourself anew what you love about life today.
Please. please share with us today what you love about life. We would love your call, and we love to hear the details, not because we're nosy, but because we care. And like Mary Beth said earlier, we like to journey together, okay? That's the body of Christ in action. So please call in 833-288-3986. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, you're part of the family. You just don't know it yet. Okay, so before we go back to the phones, Jerry, a big, big shout out to one of our longtime radio partners. The Guadalupe Radio Network is airing their summer share-a-thon next week on their 40-plus radio stations. So if you're listening in Texas, Alabama, Florida, the Washington, D.C. area, Kansas, New Mexico, or anywhere, please support your Catholic radio station. And that is true. So Guadalupe Radio Network is having their summer share-a-thon next week, but a lot of other stations are having their summer pledge drives as well. Some of them are calling summer slump drives, stuff like that. Really fun names, and really a great opportunity for you to step up and do your part to keep Catholic radio going strong into the future. And please, if you can remember EWTN, that is really, really special. Just like Mary Beth was saying, her family has remembered EWTN.
Yeah, for sure. And if you would like to be a part of our conversation, tell us what you love most about your life right now. 833-288-3986. Debbie made a reference to her mother, late mother Connie, earlier in the program. Well, we have a Connie on the line with us from Alberta, Canada, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Connie. Great to have you call in today.
Hi.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Very well.
I've never done this before, so.
Welcome,
Good morning.
Good morning, Connie. I love your name.
Thank you.
So, what do you love about life, Connie?
So much. I love that I am a child of God. And yesterday I gave my life to God. I'm up in age, and so I have a friend, and she's a sister. She's a very strong, very beautiful Christian, and she's, over the years, I've always believed in God, but I never really had a spiritual practice. And so over the years, I've been listening to her talk about God, and then seeing God in her life has inspired me so much. And so yesterday, talking with her, I gave my life to God. And that's what I'm grateful about. I'm grateful for having her in my life, and just having the right people in my life at the right time. And so I've been asking for and telling, saying, I want God. I want a relationship with God. I want to have that spiritual fulfillment in my life that I've been missing, mm-hmm. And so yesterday I gave my life to God with my sister, and I came across the station, and I've never listened to the station. I've always listened to another spiritual, inspirational station, but it never really, it was like podcast, right? And it was good because it inspired me, and it gave me food for thought in that way, but it never gave me the oomph that I needed. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Sure.
And so this morning I came across your radio station, and there was some kind of podcast, and it said that there was talk about acupuncture, about how that occultism, and so that really opened my eyes, because there's a lot of practice, there's a lot of different little things in my life that I don't even know are occultism. So I'm really looking forward to learning and getting a lot of about God, and so that's what I'm really grateful for. I'm a child of God.
Wow. And Connie, you mentioned, you said your sister two or three times. Is this a blood sister, your relative blood sister, or a Catholic religious sister? I just want to be clear on who this is.
She's a religious sister. So okay. I met her through work like 3 years ago, and her name is Gail. And she's been so inspiring and so inspiring for me to give my life to God. And yeah.
Well, and Connie, you know what it sounds like? The inspiration she's been for you has been her lived example, the lived example of her life. I'm just sensing by what you said, but also in my spirit, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but she has just been a friend to you. She's been a steady, stable influence in your life. She's lived her faith, I presume, with great fervor and with great joy. And that example, that witness, has just really been the thing that has now finally brought you to this point. Like you said, you gave your life to God yesterday. Would you say that's a fair assessment of how Sister Gail has been in your life? Just that steady influence of living her faith in a joyful way that's kind of caught on by you now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Connie, I would just say continue to be a sponge. Soak it all in. Fill you up in the inside, in interior of your soul, and continue on this wonderful, wonderful path that you're on. You know, we could hear your words are the enthusiasm and the passion is very contagious. You can feel it. It's like it just I want to hear more. I want to learn more through you. So Connie, keep going. Way to go. And thank you for being prompted by the Spirit. You were prompted by the Spirit and you said yes and you called in.
Yeah, normally I'm a really shy person. I don't like going on anything like this. So, yeah, I'm moved by God, and I'm so blessed. So, thank you. thank you, God.
Amen.
Well,
yes,
Connie,
thank you, God. Praise be to God.
First-time listener to the show, we have a prayer book, and Debbie has put your name in the prayer book,
and
Sister
Gail.
Gail.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you and your intentions, Connie. So thank you. Be assured. Now, we've got a listening family that's around the world, Connie. So you have a global listening family and a praying family, your brothers and sisters in the Take-Two family around the world. So God bless you, Connie. Thanks for participating in today's conversation. Wow, that was great.
Thank you, Connie. That was beautiful. When Mary Beth was on earlier, she wanted to send this in after her call. This is from Joan, from Joan's Rome. Just came in, and it's a message. Pope Francis's surgery is right now. So this comes in from Italy. Praying for our dear faithful Pope, who's in abdominal hernia surgery as we speak. He hasn't done well with general anesthesia in the past and would have declined this surgery if he could. We should know about how he is doing around dinner time. That's 5 or 6 Eastern time. EWTN will keep us posted. Let's text all the prayer warriors to cover him in prayer. And this comes in from Joan, from Joan's Rome. And it's just, I'm so glad that she sent this to all of us because she's keeping us abreast of what's happening with the Holy Father and general anesthesia. That can be tough. So we really do need all the guardian angels to be around him.
And Joan Lewis is so amazing. What a great contributor to
EWTN. She's amazing.
She is. All right, we're going to go up to Rochester, New York. Mike has been holding patiently, listening there on the Station of the Cross. Hello, Brother Mike. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, Debbie
Welcome.
And Jerry.
Welcome.
Good to talk to you.
Likewise.
Okay, so I'd like to say, you know, I walked into my kitchen, and I have my radio set to your station, of course, and the first thing you guys said is, you know, what are you the most grateful for, thankful for in your life? And I, you know, I've always said that I'm thankful for being born because therefore God gave me a soul, therefore I have the ability to enter the kingdom of heaven when I'm called one day. So I've always been grateful for that. And also, I've always been grateful that Jesus Christ came into my life when I was 7. So, and I needed him. Trust me, I've had to lean on him, and he's had to carry me. That Footprints poem, when I first read that, I was like, wow. So, just thankful for being born, you know, to have a soul and to have the Lord with me. And before I go, I would like to wish Mary Catherine a happy birthday, but more importantly, I would like to thank Rich for his service. Thank you, buddy. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Wow, what a great testimony. Yeah, Mike from Rochester, Debbie talking about just being thankful for life, you know, and having that soul because, yeah, every one of us who has been born, we are going to spend eternity somewhere. Hopefully, God willing, for all of us, it's going to be in heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit and all those that we have known and loved who have gone to heaven. So that's a very foundational thing to be grateful for and happy for in one's life. On Mike's behalf.
Absolutely. And I got very emotional as Mike was speaking, and I just loved his heart and saying how since he was seven, and you can hear the gratitude coming right from his heart and his soul, and I just love that. Mike, way to go. Thank you for gracing this conversation today. I'm sure you inspired many with your testimony.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you about what do you love most about your life right now. And next up after Mike, we're going to go to Carl in Rapid City, South Dakota, who has us tuned in on Real Presence Radio. Greetings to you, Carl.
Hey, good morning.
Howdy.
Yeah, I'm calling in, first-time caller. I ended up... was an atheist for most of my life, and then here a little over a year ago kind of stumbled into a Catholic church and went to extraordinary form and everything. So, but the Holy Spirit went and grabbed me, and I fell in love with it for my very first Mass and ended up making the decision to become Catholic last year. And a week after I made that decision, I started dating the woman who's now my fiance. So
wow.
I am a baptized Catholic now, and very happy to be here.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing. Welcome home, Carl. That is incredible.
Thank you.
Are you feel comfortable giving us your fiance's first name? Because I want to put you in the prayer book so that we can do exactly what we're doing for Pope Francis, cover you in prayer for your wonderful courtship.
Well, thank you. Her first name is Teresa.
Teresa. Is it with an H or no H?
With an H.
Okay, got it. You're in the book.
Yeah. Just real quickly, Carl, you used the phrase, you stumbled into a Catholic church. I mean, we all sort of come upon certain things by chance in our lives. Was this, could you, just in a quick nutshell, can you elaborate any more on that? You know, what was going on? What was going on in your heart that the Holy Spirit just kind of led you to go inside that Catholic church?
I was... kind of looking around the city, like looking at different churches, trying to find God. And I only live two blocks away from this particular church and didn't even know it was a Catholic church when I went inside. Looking back on it, I don't even know how I knew what the right time was to get to Mass. But I went in one day and had no idea what I was in for, but I was hooked from the very first Mass.
Beautiful. Mm. Well, thanks be to God you're not the first person that's happened to, and hopefully you won't be the last person that happens to. And I just have a feeling, Carl, that you're going to use this newfound faith of yours and this relationship with Teresa. The two of you are going to be, I think, a beautiful witness to God and His grace through married love and
yes.
through the witness of the fervor of your faith. So God bless you both, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, thank you.
And send us pictures. We love pictures. Take2@EWTN.com, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. You know, a couple of people on the show today, Mary Beth and Mike in Rochester, others have said, you know, they keep their dial tuned to EWTN all the time. And one of the things you'll hear if you do that is the Miracle Hunter with Michael O'Neill. It's Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening. Miracle Hunter Michael O'Neill delves into the fascinating world of miracles and takes listeners on a hunt that explores the greatest mysteries and marvels of the Catholic Church. Saturdays, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern, the Miracle Hunter with Michael O'Neill right here on EWTN Radio.
Actually, I have to tell you something. I think sometimes there's areas of the country that are just like little slices of heaven. Mm-hmm. And one of those places for me is Newport Beach, California. I think it is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Melissa is with us and on Sirius XM 130. I hope I pronounced your first name correctly, but welcome.
It was perfect. Thank you so much for the warm welcome. And I absolutely love this topic. What a beautiful way to dwell on all that is lovely. And the testimonies have been so encouraging for me. Thank you so much for choosing this wonderful topic to think about good news, right? What are we grateful for? So, I am tremendously grateful for God's creation of family. I cannot imagine a more beautiful way of creating a healthy society than inventing this institution of family. And one of the callers earlier had come to Christ, she said, through her sister, her spiritual sister. Well, I came to Christ through my blood sister, who's here with me from Nashville. And we are celebrating, you know, beautiful Newport Beach. Thank you for mentioning that. And what a blessing that we can know Christ together. She shared Christ with me so many years ago. I was on my own path in life, you know, definitely not on the Lord's path, but then I became a missionary after she shared the Lord with me. And I'm so grateful for family because through family, even when we don't have anyone on earth, God can be our family, right? Jesus is our family in the Holy Spirit. So that's what I'm thankful for. And thank you for this wonderful show.
Well, Melissa, thank you for taking the time to call in. If you're comfortable, we'd love to get your beautiful blood sister's first name. But I just want to say real quickly before we do that, you know, you have got a great treasure right there. I mean, family, what's the saying? You know, we can choose our friends, but we can't choose our family. And it just pains my heart so often when I hear about family, siblings, you know, parents, kids not getting along.
Right.
I have my late sister and my three brothers and I, we always had a great relationship. I always really rejoiced in that because it can be so painful when families don't have that type of relationship.
Absolutely.
But so it sounds like you've got a pearl of great price there.
Do
you
really
mind giving us your sister's first name?
Absolutely. It's Jody. Yes.
Jody,
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I love that sisterly bond. I love that Jody has been an inspiration for you. I love that you are, being a missionary. So you're so invested. You're so invested in the Lord. You can hear that attitude of gratitude that you have for family. God bless you. I just wish I was joining you right now in Newport Beach, California. We'd have a lot of fun. I think it's so beautiful. I love the ocean. I have to tell you, I love the ocean. So what a beautiful call. Thank you. Would you please stay in touch with us, Melissa? Would you do that?
I will. It's my first call and certainly won't be my last. This is such a blessing. Thank you for everything that you do. Fantastic.
God bless you. Thanks, Melissa.
God bless you.
And as all of you who are listening can tell, Debbie is not shy about inviting herself to your parties and your family events. So just remember, take two at EWTN.com.
Yeah,
is how you can invite Debbie to anything you're having. Yeah.
And you get to come along too sometimes.
I'd love to, sometimes. Unless it's a girls' night out or something.
Right, you don't get invited to everything, but most of the time. But I have no problem. It's like that, remember there's that thing that people do for fun. It's called like wedding crashing or something. Uh-huh. Wedding crashers, you know. I actually wedding crashed one time. I did. I'll tell that story on some other show, maybe an unscripted.
Maybe we should do a show on whoever's crashed a party of some kind. Make a note of that. That would be a fun show.
Okay, I'll make a note. Okay, got it.
All right, well, Debbie makes a note of that. We're going to go back to the calls. Mobile, Alabama. Elaine is a first-time caller, and she has us on Sirius XM 130. Elaine, we're so glad you've joined us on today's program. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was thinking about, you know, the reason for calling today is you were talking about something that has makes you, I guess, happy currently or in the moment in my life.
Well,
you love
that life. Yeah.
I told the screener that I'm expecting my fourth child. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, I was just very close-minded about having more children. I felt just overwhelmed with what I had. I had, you know, three children and three boys in 3 years. This one due in September is also a boy. But there's an 8-year gap. I used to tell myself, you know, if I just have these three, it's already hard. Things will get easier. But life isn't about things being easy. So I've learned that, you know, just because I wanted easy, I was going to miss out on the blessing
of this child. And I didn't tell this to the screener, but I thought about this from the previous phone call that you had. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like, I wanted to call in, but then I was like, no, I'm not going to call in today. But I think several phone calls ago, the gentleman was talking about baseball. And I think it was neat that I can kind of relate to that because my three boys love baseball. Mm-hmm. And then he mentioned Jacob and this baby that's going to be born in late August, early September. His name's going to be Jacob.
Wow.
So I kind of like that connection. No, but yes, overall, everything is just so great right now. And mm-hmm. I just cannot believe that because I wanted easy, I was going to miss out on this blessing. Mm-hmm. And like I told the screener, that everything, you know, in life that is a blessing, a child, a marriage, is going to come with good parts. And I'm not going to say bad parts. It's going to come with good parts and mm-hmm. hard parts. So everything in this life that is a blessing is worth it, despite the hard moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so Elaine, I need to ask you a question first before I share this, because there's no accident with God. Do you believe that? There's no accident with God?
I don't. I mean, I do believe that there's no accident.
Okay, so you do believe. Okay, so I shared about my late mother, Connie, okay? And then in comes a phone call for to the show from Connie from Canada. So I said to Jerry on the break, I said, you know, Jerry, this has happened multiple times since my mother has passed. I felt that my mother, for some reason, is God's allowing her to listen to the show. And sure enough, you know, we have the confirmation of a Connie calling in. So I started to chuckle and I said, okay, Mom, what's cooking? What's going on? And it's your call, Elaine. So let me share a story with you without getting emotional, because it has to do with me. Okay. I am a bonus baby. Okay. I am six and a half years after my five brothers and sisters. When my mother was carrying me, everybody in the whole entire town or friends, family, everybody said, really, Connie, really? You have five kids and you're going to have another one. And my mother kept saying, this baby's coming for a reason. This baby's coming for a reason. Okay. And she was just so similar to you. So I have a feeling the good Lord's letting my mom, Connie, confirm what's happening with you today, Elaine, and this beautiful baby Jacob's coming. You watch. There's a reason Jacob's coming. Okay. And it's amazing. And I just want to confirm for you that today is the day that we all rejoice and be super excited that Jacob is coming. And it is amazing, because I was that exact Jacob. And it's when you were talking, I thought, wow, this is God. This is incredible how God works. So Elaine, God bless you. Blessings to you in the continuation of this beautiful pregnancy. If we don't get a picture, we are driving to Mobile, Alabama, and we're going to knock on your front door. I'm just saying.
Yes. Well, just really quick, we're in Catholic school down here. We're going to a great Catholic school here. My youngest son, the one that's almost eight, he has about 5 to 6 children in his grade that are of about 5 to 6 children in the family.
Wow.
And that's not very common these days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think that's amazing that we have a lot of big families. And when, you know, I did get some comments here and there, but when like 3 or 4 women that have 5 to 6 children are hugging you because you're telling them that you're pregnant, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is amazing. What a beautiful celebration. What a beautiful, but we're in preparation for Jacob entering this world. God's got great things planned for little Jacob. Yeah, maybe we could babysit. Jerry and I like to babysit. Well, actually, I like to babysit. Jerry will just come along and you, I don't know, you could play baseball with him or something.
Well, and you know, Elaine, those hugs that you're getting from... Thank you. Just was going to say real quick, those hugs that you get from those other moms of large families, you know, the world may kind of look at you with scorn sometimes, and people who want to have a lot of kids who are able to do so. But those hugs are God's way of saying, you know what, this is my plan. You know, this is my plan for you, and this is what I have had for you from all eternity. So God bless you, Elaine. Thanks for being a first-time caller. We hope that we will hear from you again sometime here on the program.
And we need pictures. Okay.
Yeah, we do need pictures.
Yeah. I love pictures. I'm a visual person. I have to have pictures.
Debbie's like, have I said lately that I love pictures?
Oh, Jerry, you crack me up. We're not going to get to Linda in Cleveland, Ohio, on the Rock, and Bruce and Gary and the others. Wow. We're going to, you know what? You can always visit us at the end of the month on Unscripted, right, Jer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be talking about living with a disability. Do you have a disability of some kind? If so, are you honored? Are you respected? Are your needs being met by society? What about in the church? Are you respected? Are your needs met within the church by means of ministry and access and things like that? So living with a disability, that's our topic tomorrow.
So we really expect you to like us on Facebook. Find Jerry and Debbie, like us on Facebook. You can post pictures there. That's a lot of fun. Or visit us at standtalltoday.com. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, please pray for us.